Okay, so we're working with two levels of betochen. That's really where we're trying to get to. That's the subject. To understand the two levels of betochen, why you need the wine, which looks like a high level, but really not, it's a lower level, but it comes first. The second level, it's always the higher level, because that's where you do the work. Yeah, it doesn't look like that, but we see that it is like that. Then we have the two tekufas, the tekufa of tzadik v'toiv lo, and the tekufa of tzadik v'ra lo, Torah Shemitzav, Torah Shemopeh, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Akiva. And the interesting thing is that even though Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is getting his koyach from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the kudaya that needs to be grasped, needs to be chapped. Then we'll go from there on Kuf Ayin Aleph, the third paragraph, the second paragraph, however you want to count them. Starts with Moshe Rabbeinu, Amnam Einu Meivin, is Terosa Shal Rabbi Akiva. What may help you here, as we take this step, is to remember the structure we put up many, many times here of stage one, stage two, and stage three. Have that running in the background here, because you see this is exactly the pattern here. It's exactly the template of what we're dealing with. Moshe Rabbeinu Amnam Einu Mevin Es Torosa Shel Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get Rabbi Akiva. Ulam Rabbi Akiva Ubnei Deira Shoyim Es Koicham Teres Moshe. But where did they get the Koyach from? The Moshe who doesn't understand it. The Lord Teres Moshe Lo Yehu Matzlichim Lamed B'Nisayin Es Hakashim Shem Elas Kelkom. Without phase one, without that stage one of the stage of nevuah, of inspiration, of the pristine, perfect situation, you're not going to handle the real phase, which is phase two, where you have to do the work without all the nevuah and the inspiration. That should ring a bell, what I just said, somewhere in your memory bank. What I just said now should tickle the memory. Okay. In the 2,000 years of Torah, which started with Amram Avinu and went up to the Churban, the Avram Vada Churban, and Mikayach Zu, Hen Yoidu Ki Yesh Lem B'Shamayim Avracham Anoivotam Ve'ef Shri Smoich Lishan Alav Legam. From what the Moshe Rabbeinu and his doyres until the Churban went through, is when you learn that gives you the knowledge and understanding that Yesh Amini Smok is Avinu Avarachaman, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is intrinsically involved in our lives, intimately involved in our lives, and you can rely on him and lean on him totally. The Leches Acharav B'Tmimus Elakavar Eskola Ba'aleim Mimenu B'Simcha B'Zeh Nachadayit Shom Moshe. That's what calmed Moshe down, because he realized that it's only because of what he went through that the door after that, the door of what's called Yomos HaMashiach, what we're busy with, will be able to do the work that's necessary because of what came in phase one. Yes. So let's plug it back into Betochen. You can plug this back into anything, by the way. There's almost nothing in the world you can't plug this back into. I'm not aware of anything that this doesn't work for you. And we're applying it to the two shittas of betochen. Mama ma ta shittas of betochen are shayna, shalpia adam batech yizke lemilu mishayles liboy, betochen zehu kli o machshi lechanech es adam mitoch v'ashem. The first level of betochen that we saw, the Chayin Salavavas, for the purposes of our discussion, that's a training ground where you train a person to have betochen in Hashem. How does he have betochen in Hashem? He sees, because everything works according to cause and effect. You have betochen, you get what you want. You lose your betochen, you lose it. That's tzadik v'toiv lo. That's Torah Shebitzav. Phase one. Ulacha shekibol chinuch zeh. After you've been given this chinuch, after he understands that, ef shela'alo toisa badarga, then we can take you up a darga. We can destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and we can take you up a limb. Now terrible sufferings comes upon Klal Yisrael, and then a couple of besimcha, because we learned in phase one So call me Shemayim, and it's all good. But that was just a training ground. Now go out and actually do it. That's phase two. Is phase one, yes, is the training ground, is when you see reality the way reality is. And then it gets taken away, and now you're in the world of Imunah. Phase one is called MS. Phase two is called Imunah. No. That's why Moshe doesn't get Rabbi Akiva, because he doesn't understand. You don't understand stage two. Because stage one is a contradiction to stage two. Rabbi Akiva understands it very well, because he's in stage two and he understands that stage two is where I get to do the work. Just staying in phase one the whole time is very nice, but you don't get any, you don't build any muscle in phase one. Phase one, you're just going through the motions without the weights. Stage two, they put the weights on there. How do you know you can do it? Because you saw what happened in phase one. Yes. Once again, you have to understand what you just said. Everything in the world contains everything. Yeah. That means there'll always be parts of Tzadik V'ra'lo in Tzadik V'tovlo, and there'll be Tzadik V'tovlo in the phase of Tzadik V'ra'lo, always. Question is, what's the Ika dynamic? For sure, for sure. Mitzrayim was something else. Mitzrayim was okay. No, we have to understand Mazim Mitzrayim. We have to understand what's Mitzrayim. It's very shaykh today what Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim was the worship of water. They worshipped the Nile. Well, they couldn't find another interesting piece of nature to worship. No, they worship water. Mitzrayim is Meitzer Yam. That's what the word Mitzrayim means. The constriction of the Yam. Of Yam. Okay. There's Yam and there's Yabosha. Yam is no form, no Yishuv, Tol V'Bol. And Klal Yisrael is Ma'achav Osebo'olomoy. You have a mission, you have a tafkid, you're not just Epka. You'll notice that the word Mitzrayim is in the plural. You notice that? Klal Yisrael has names. Eilu Shmois B'nei Yisrael HaYoyim L'Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael has names. Name represents essence, represents unique. Your name's not my name, because your essence is not my name. Yisrael is in the singular, because each Yid is an individual. Mitzrayim is like animals. Animals don't have names. They have a name for the species. There's lions, there's elephants. But each individual animal doesn't have a name because it doesn't have a tzura of himself. Mitzrayim is in the plural because it's just a nation, but there's no individual names. It's shamois. It's barren. It's water. There's no form, no shape, no individuality. Klal Yisrael goes down with shamois, and they come out with shamois. They come out with a personality, an individual. That's what Mitzrayim is. Yes, you'll find always, in every phase, you always find aspects of the other phase, always. The question is, which light is shining brighter? We spoke about that. If I take a cell out of your ear, I'll be able to make a nose and a foot and a toe and a tooth from there as well. So what is it? Well, it's an ear right now, but it has in it all the other aspects. You know, very important to remember that. Phase one is always going to have bits of phase two and phase three. You can go on for this forever. The way a child conceived. The phase one is the male phase. Because phase one is always male, phase two is always female. You want to put it into the parameters of Zochav and Akeva, which also works. So the male is supposed to contribute everything. The female is not supposed to really contribute anything. She's supposed to just build what the original phase one was. And yet the female also contributes chromosomes to the child. Why is she doing that? None of her business. Because the male aspect is the answer. Because the male aspect of the woman is what's contributing the chromosomes, not the female. Because the female doesn't contribute chromosomes. Male has a female aspect to it, and female has a male aspect to it. It's like everything. I also text this question. Phase one is always male. Phase two is always female. So there's no place for the female in phase one. So how's the female biologically contributing chromosomes to the baby? It's not her job. Her job is to take the code from the man and build out exactly what he gave her in phase one. So how come she's contributing chromosomes? It's the spirit to the whole subject. So he answered me without even flinching. He said, it's the male aspect of the female that's contributing the chromosomes. Because the female also has a male dimension, the same way as the male has a female dimension.
The stage one within stage two that's able to do with the stage one.
However you want to, yeah, however you want to, yeah, find your own, that's it. No, no, you find your own vocabulary for this. Yes. Yes. But you'll find them overlapping in your own life. Look at it. You'll see yourself in different stages. Certain aspects of phase one, certain aspects where you're crawling through the mud of phase two, and some you're already holding the baby. Phase three.
Stage two anyway. The essence of phase two is building stage one.
Correct, but it's that dirty, muddy, dangerous, difficult morning sickness. Kind of, yeah, Rabbi Akiva, Olam Hazeh. Yeah, this whole world is a phase of stage two. You know, it's everywhere. When you start playing with this, it's mamash lekes. Huh? Let's see. Let's take one focus. So that's what we did yesterday. In our summary, whatever the context is, but this is, you have to have this running in the background. If you don't stage one, stage two, stage three running, yeah, you're missing the plot completely. You're usually missing the plot if you're not having it all the time, because it's everywhere in this thing. When the lights go off, that's when we get miserable and revolt. When the lights go off, you just stepped up a level. It's not going down, it's going up. The 50 gates of Bina, whatever that means. Kulam nitle na Moshe chosa echa. Shenema, Moshe Rabbeinu got 49. There's 50, he was able to get to 49. It's like in those computer games, you know, different levels, 50th level, you know, whatever. He got to 49. It's great to, you know, kind of like you're playing one of those computer games and you can't get past 49. But whatever. So Moshe was, that's what he was struggling with. He tried to 49 and he couldn't get to 50. Okay, what does that all mean? So Gemara tells us, "V'tichsrohu ma'at mi'elokim." He was a little bit less than Elokim. So Gemara tells us, "V'aspeklaria me'ira she'edaga shel Moshe." Moshe was on this level of aspeklaria me'ira. He had unbelievable vision. He saw things clearly, not like the Ananavim that sort of couched in poetry and figurativeness. Whatever, he saw reality the way it was, clear. It's impossible to have revealed to you in that stage the 50th level. Shama kol nehir tzehir v'behir. That's even above ba'aspekali ha-me'ira. Hasofet shema oire inyan tzadik v'ralo v'roshe v'toyev lo enu shoylet sham. This aspect of what we're speaking about, tzadik v'ralo, roshe v'toyev lo, doesn't have existence there. Shal ha-chamishim hu ha-shah ha-mitgale dafke derech masach. Dafke mitoy cheshkes ha-yesurim sha-oyber Rebbe Akiva. Nizgale lo shar ha-nun. In Moshe's state of aspekaria me'ira, you can't see shal ha-chamishim. Because there you see tzadik v'ral over Rosh HaBetoivla and you understand it. Dafka, because of the darkness of the Yisurim that Rebbe Akiva went through, you can be Megala Shah Nun. Things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see, he couldn't apprehend. Rebbe Akiva and his friends, his Talmidim, were able to get hold of that. That's a midrash in Bamidbar Rabbah. Nonetheless, what does it mean? Rabbi Akiva saw things Moshe didn't see. Moshe was, there was no one. Yeah. Through Nevuah, you can only get to 49. Through phase two, through Tzadik V'ralo, you can get to Shah Chamishim. And that's what Rabbi Akiva and his Chavei were able to achieve that Moshe was. Nifla. That's a big surprise. You weren't expecting that when you got out of bed before. Okay, but you have to understand, we're not talking here. We're talking about there's a level that transcends all the levels, which you have to go through what Rabbi Akiva went to understand. Interesting that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar and we're talking about Moshe, no? It was all about Moshe, the whole story. Mishnichnas Adamab in the Simcha is because of what? No, because we don't say Mishnichnas Kislev Mab in the Simcha, and Chanukah is no less a Simcha than Purim. The Pasuk tells you, HaChodesh Shenafochu Yogon Mishnichnas HaChodesh. Isn't about the Chodesh. What's about the Chodesh? The Chodesh, Meis Moshe.
7th of Adar, it's
and then there's 7 days of Shiva, and then it's Purim. You have to go through Petiras Moshe, 7 days of Shiva, then you can have Purim. Without that, you can't have Purim. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu the key figure in the Purim story?
You remember, it was only a year ago.
It was
2 years ago. Why is Moshe the central figure in Purim?
Haman
makes a goral and he sees, the man that Moshe died, I got him. And he was right, except for one small problem. It was also the month that Moshe was born. So they forgot to tell him that. His history teacher, who taught him Jewish history, forgot to mention to him the fact that, by the way, it's also the day Moshe was born. Okay, that's not what I want to go into that. Now, there's a Nifladika Midrash. Where Moshe steps into, just because we're dealing with Moshe, understanding how Moshe gets into Purim. Everything contains everything, so Moshe has to be in Purim as well. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Haman, you idiot. You trying to destroy the Jewish people? I also tried and couldn't succeed. You think you'll succeed? I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, couldn't destroy Klal Yisrael. Why do you think you can? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy Moshe as well? Because Moshe got in the way. Moshe got in the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll try to destroy them. I mean, look, Moshe. Don't mess with Moshe. I couldn't beat him. Haman does the Goral. He said, Moshe. Now I can go for it. Whatever. It's not the subject now. What does it mean that he was born on the day that he died? It doesn't mean that on the death certificate, the birth certificate, there was written the same date. That's not what it means. It means on the day he died, he was born. His death was a birth. What does that mean?
Okay.
I can't get into the whole story now, but it's a possible Koelis. I can't get also, I'll just give you the tamsis. Chazal tell us that a Talmud only really understands his Rebbe when he dies. Kol's man when he dies. The Talmud really only chaps his Rebbe after the Rebbe passes away. That means when a person passes away, there's qualities and aspects that he had that are unattainable while he's alive. Because they're locked inside of himself. He is who he is. The person only reveals so much. You reveal one tefach and you hide Alpai Mama. How can you reveal yourself? Moshe was on a level pre-Cheta Egel, and the Cheta Egel never affected everybody else. You, me, and everybody else was affected by the Cheta Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu was never affected by the Cheta Egel. The Cheta Egel changed something in human, in us. Something changed. We went from to a lower level. We went from Aspakale Hameira to Betzael Kel. Betzael was called Betzael Kel, the shadow. The light's dimmed. We're now living in the shadow. We don't see the light. We know there's a light because there's a shadow. Without a light, you can't have a shadow. But there's something blocking the light. So we're in the shade. It was a Yerida after the Cheta Egel. When Moshe died, on the day that Moshe died, what was born into the world was the opportunity for each individual Jew to touch some of that. Maybe just give you it's a marshal, but it's not a marshal. Is the broken luchos from Luchos Rishon. What did they do with them? Put them in the Aron. Why? No one can use them. They're broken. They're shattered. Does bury them. Shameless. Bury them.
No,
they put in the oran. You know why? Because you can still attain it. There's certain times, there's certain aspects of Luchos Rishon that we can still touch. You know when that is? What's a hesped? A hesped is when someone passes away. You get up and you try and recognize the qualities and the aspects of this person, and you try and absorb some of them for yourself. That's what the period of Shiva represents. So Moshe Rabbeinu dies on Zayin Adar. And as he dies, that aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu that's represented by the Shvirus HaLuchos, which is because of the Chet HaEgel, now becomes accessible. Whatever the whatever aspect, whatever Luchos Rishon is, I'm going into that now, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Aspect Klal Yamiri that never changed because of the Chet HaEgel, you can now touch. You can now go and plug into that. When? During the Shiva. And if you do that, when you get up from Shiva, you're in Purim, because Purim is one of the three times that we had Adam Arishon before the Chet. There were three tekufas in history where we had Adam Arishon before the Chet. The first one was Adam Arishon before the Chet. The second one was Klal Yisrael Har Sinai, we had Adam Arishon before the Chet. And the third one was Purim, because there was a Kabbalah Satori at Purim as well. And I can prove it to you that we went back to Adam Arishon before the Chet at Purim. How did we do that? Petirus Moshe. When Moshe died, that level that Moshe had pre the Chet became accessible, and we were able to touch it. You have to work at it. You have to do it. That's the work from Zayin Adar to Purim. That's what Haman didn't understand. He didn't understand that Yom Shemais for Moshe, Klal Yisrael is now able to get back to that level of Adam Rishon before the Chet, where you can't touch Amalek. You can't go in there. Anyway, that's. Whilst Purim Adam Arishon before the Chet, because it's Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. It's a day like Purim, but it's a lower level. Purim is Yom Kippur is Shuva after the Chet. Why is Purim higher? Because it's before the Chet. It's interesting that on Purim, on Yom Kippur, we say Hine Anu Lefanecha Kebusha Ochlima. We're in front of you, Busha Ochlima, two aspects of embarrassment. What do we sing on Purim? There's no busha, there's no embarrassment. You know why? Because there's no chet. How did you get to no chet? Because we're back to Klal Yisrael before the chet. Because we're locking into Moshe. That's some of the story of Purim. And then you get to Alad Yodom. Now you can masakan the chet Eitz Hadas. Not just the chet HaEgel. Because what's Eitz Hadas? It's the tree that you eat from it. Evil and good becomes all mixed up together. That's Das. Das is Chibur. Keyedua, says the Nefesh HaChayim. The word Das always means Chibur. What's the mitzvah of Purim? Ad lo yodo. Until there's no more Chibur between those two things anymore. Adam Rishon before the Chet was pure, 100%. Where was evil? Where was the Yetzirah? External. What happened? He ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. So the Tovara became mixed up in him. Now he's a big cholot. What happens on Purim? If you prepared yourself properly, you know what you're doing. You get to Ad Lo Yodo. And so there's no more chibur between good and bad. You're back to Adam Rishon before the Chet.
When one is good, it's never. But Adam Rishon said that.